Borat director Larry Charles, Trump an illegally installed president and only white Christians are safe. By Hannah Blow on February 14, 2020. Longtime producer and director of HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm Larry Charles declared that Americans are living in the midst of a right-wing coup, that poor and minorities are in danger, and added that only the white Christians are safe. The Seinfeld producer kicked off his tirade by ignoring the 63 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump and stated that a criminal was illegally installed in the White House and proclaiming that innocent children and dissidents are incarcerated indefinitely while armed white supremacist thugs roam the streets with impunity. Our vote means nothing. Our voices are ignored or worse, shut down and shut up. We are living in the midst of a right-wing coup, Charles said. If you are poor, you are in danger. If you are black or brown or Muslim or Jew, you're in danger. Only the white Christians are safe. None of Larry Charles' wild accusations are accurate. Trump was not illegally installed in the White House. He successfully surpassed the 270 Electoral College threshold to defeat Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election. While Trump's opponents have questioned the legitimacy of his win, the Mueller investigation, which spanned nearly 2 years, found no evidence of collusion or conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia. Additionally, the comedian's assertions that Trump dissidents are being incarcerated indefinitely is flat-out false. Journalists are not cowering in fear, as he asserts, as multiple mainstream media outlets continue to launch partisan attacks on the president and his administration on a near-daily basis. It remains unclear where armed white supremacist thugs are roaming the streets, but it is possible that the remark is a dig at supporters of the Second Amendment. Left-wing critics attempted to smear last month's Second Amendment rally in Virginia as a white nationalist rally, but there was zero evidence of such, as Breitbart News reported. There is also no evidence to back up Charles' claims that the poor and minorities are in danger and that white Christians are the only protected class in America. In fact, the most recent bouts of political-related violence, a Florida man driving his car through a GOP voter registration drive and a New Hampshire man allegedly assaulting a teen wearing a MAGA hat, have targeted Trump supporters. Nevertheless, the Borat director has a well-documented history of smearing President Trump and his supporters. Last summer, Charles compared MAGA people to the pro-China triad mob that attacked peaceful pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong and said he was glad to see the left arming itself. This is war, he added.